So 84.8%, basically 85% of Ravens fans, according to The Athletic, are optimistic about the season. Number one, define optimism. They'll have a winning season, they'll go to the playoffs. Yeah. I expect it to be higher. Yeah. Super Bowl, I expect it to be lower. So 85%, yeah, that's about a wheelhouse for Ravens fans, optimistic about the season. Your thoughts on that, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it has to be guarded optimism just because, like, you can be optimistic and still have a good season, but I think fans want a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think
Derrick Henry was just on a podcast and said he came to Baltimore because he wants to win a Super Bowl. So one thing left on his resume that he's got, he's done everything else. He's led the league in rushing.
He's beaten the Ravens in the postseason.
Yeah, he's done everything. So he wants to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, I understand what Eric DaCosta said, and I think it's true, depending on where you're at. If you're with the Ravens and you're continuously getting to the playoffs, you're going far, and it doesn't amount into a Super Bowl or a championship, you've still put a really good team out there, and you've had successful seasons. But we all know what happens. You know, when you start playing well, expectations start to build. And now, when you had the best team in the league last year, and you didn't win the Super Bowl, and you lost at home, and we all can go back and sit here and point fingers at whoever you want to point at, bottom line is you lost, picking up the pieces, like, what are you optimistic about? The fact that they're going to get to the Super Bowl this year? That they're going to be good? They're going to be a good team. As long as 8 stays healthy, they're going to be a good team. It's just a matter of how good. How far can they go? Because I think if you ask a lot of fans, in their mind, it's Super Bowl or bust. And even when it's not, Rob,
yeah,
once we get to the AFC Championship, and whether it is deeper in the playoffs, it's going to be Super Bowl or bust then, because people have expectations at that point.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I'm not surprised by that number. But again, to me, optimism would be this team will get to the Super Bowl. You would have to ask me that question. You think the Ravens are going to have a winning season? Come on, man. Seriously? That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
The only way they don't is catastrophic for them not to.
The only way they don't is have to have the injuries across the board, or we just missed out in the AFC North is unbelievably good.
And I don't think we're missing out.
No.
Now, on this article, Joe, there's some comments. Am I right? You can read through those for us?
Yeah, I've got the Ravens comments, and I also kind of want to read the Chiefs.
You do you.
The Chiefs, their fan base is the second most optimistic. So I think there's something like 98% believe they're going to have a great...
Well, they have reason to be.
I'll get to those after these, but I'll read an optimist first. This is from Optimist Greg. I'm a bit nervous with the amount of turnover with the roster and coaching staff, but we have some big-time players, and our organization has a proven track record of success. I think we will still be one of the best teams in the AFC.
Okay.
For the pessimist, this is pessimist Jason. As long as Patrick Mahomes can walk, anything we do in the regular season, Jeff seems to be setting us up for postseason disappointment. We have arguably the second best QB in the league, but until Mahomes decides he wants to try baseball instead, it's January doldrums again.
Well, okay. Look, I get the, if you want to call it fear of Pat Mahomes or just the respect that you give him, because he's done nothing to show us otherwise. But he ain't winning every year, man. It's not happening.
What year would he not win?
What year is it now?
I mean, I'm not arguing. I just want a prediction.
Well,
what year would he not win?
I ain't making that prediction. But when he doesn't win, I'm going to go, I told you. It might be 2028. I told you.
Pat Mahomes is not winning every year. When? I don't know, but he could win this year.
Who's the last guy you remember that was this dominant? And I know, like, you could go back
to Tom Brady.
You can go back to Tom Brady and talk about it. But, like, Tom Brady was winning games. But what Pat Mahomes has been doing is ridiculous, man.
Tom Brady was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, but Pat's doing this in his first 5 years.
Tom Brady did this in his first five. Tom Brady was in his second year when he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they didn't go to, it wasn't Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. They had their games there, and then they had the lull because, again, the Colts and the Steelers won. We haven't seen anybody else win from the AFC other than those cats. They've utterly dominated the and I'm not arguing with you about Tom Brady. You're probably right. That's probably the last guy we can look at.
Yeah, that's the only guy I can think of.
But, like, I didn't even I don't like using the word fear. I didn't fear Tom Brady the way that other people did. This cat is just, it's on another level, man.
See, I think that's, you're blinded by, you were with Peyton Manning at the time.
Yeah, we were the best.
I think you were blinded by that.
We were the best.
Because Tom Brady won some championships early in his year, early in his career.
Tom Brady's got a losing record against Peyton in the postseason.
Oh, my gosh.
If that didn't happen. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That didn't happen until later in his career.
What do you mean?
Peyton lost to Tom multiple times before he finally broke through. Maybe that's what we're watching with Lamar right now.
No. If you look at Tom Brady's track record, is just like Patrick Mahomes. He won in his second year. That was his second year in the league.
Okay.
He didn't win the next year. Then he won two in a row. That's the same thing Patrick Mahomes just did.
And Pat's gone to the Super Bowl every year except one, right?
No.
Or no, except two. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's almost the same path. It's just the problem was I didn't realize this. There's so many years between them not winning. I didn't realize this. They went from 04 to 14.
But look at
winning the Super Bowl. I didn't realize they went 10 years not winning a Super Bowl. They went to two in that time and lost.
But here's the other part of that too. Go back and look at those Patriot teams when he first started out. He proved to you that he could do the Randy Moss, like, hey, here's my 50 touchdown season. No. I can do this.
He was not it was a ball control team.
He was a manager of that offense.
Yes, it was. And I'll give you, and to back you up, don't go with 01 because he only started, he started most of the season that year, but you can't really go with that.
Plus, Drew Brees took him to the
next
Super Bowl.
Year, 37, 36, 30. Yeah, he didn't become that 4,000 yard pass until 05, then he did with the 35, and
right. I meant Drew Bledsoe. Don't forget, Drew Bledsoe is the one that took him to the Super Bowl and that Troy Brown punt return. So that helped him get,
You are a hater.
Dude.
I'm not wrong.
You are a hater.
Look at the stats. I know. I saw the game. They didn't know who was going to start the Super Bowl because Bledsoe had such a good AFC championship game at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But you are a hater.
Why? John Madden was a freaking hater. He told him to kneel on the ball.
You remember that?
Jeremy, if it makes you feel any better, F Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
I can't stand him. If he never wins another Super Bowl again, I would love that.
If he never wins another Super Bowl again, he's in the Hall of Fame.
That's fine, but he's not the greatest quarterback ever if he never wins another one.
He's still pretty great.
He's not the best ever.
What is wrong with you two this morning, man?
I don't have any issue with Pat Mahomes.
But you do with Tom Brady.
But if I
arguably the two greatest quarterbacks of the last 30 years, and I got two haters in the room.
Hey.
You're petty. I'm being petty. I thought you'd like this.
I love Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? If I talked about Patrick Mahomes the way I talked about Tom Brady, people would accuse me of a hate crime.
Exactly.
I hate Tom Brady's ass. I hate you. I hate you.
Medium, former athletes down in the media said dumb stuff. We'll talk about that at 7:30.
Finger was hovering over the dumb button.
Talk about that at 7:30, but on the other side, taking your calls on our barbershop topic of the day right here on The Fan. 7:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, barbershop topic of the day. According to the Athletic poll, 84.8% of Ravens fans said they are optimistic about the season. Are you surprised with that number? Let's go to Lutherville and get David. What's up, David?
Yes, hello. I'm very optimistic. I like the poll. I think it'd be a great year. I don't think Mahomes would be as great as he was. All good things come to an end, and his time is coming. And I believe the Ravens will succeed and be in the championship and win the Super Bowl and bring that Lombardi Trophy back down to Russell Street. Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks a lot, David. Let me say this, too. I think I don't want to get this lost in here. We talked about Tom Brady's dominance over 20 years. The Patriots ruled the NFL for 20 years. But there was a 10-year gap, Jeremy, where they didn't win the Super Bowl. They went twice, but they didn't win it.
Yeah.
Just because Pat Mahomes could be that next Tom Brady doesn't mean other teams aren't going to win the Super Bowl in that time.
Yeah.
They did during the Patriots time.
Yeah, you talk like we mentioned it during the AFC, like the during the Tom Brady years, there was three quarterbacks that made it to the Super Bowl every single year. It was one of three. It was Brady, Roethlisberger, or Manning for a long stretch. And, you look at those things, and if you're another quarterback coming in, you have to overcome something to those guys. And think about the Jets. They would see the Patriots twice a year, and then they would see the Colts in the postseason, all these things that were going on with them.
Eli wasn't in the number. I thought it was four quarterbacks to win.
No, I'm talking about the AFC side.
Oh, AFC side.
AFC
okay.
side, yeah. Right. So you had Roethlisberger, Manning, and Brady.
All right, listen, so what are we going to do here?
What?
You can talk bad about Brady. You can talk bad about Mahomes. You can't spell elite without Eli. We ain't doing that.
Man, you act
we
like
ain't, a, we ain't. You we act ain't like doing I'm, that. I'm We're
gonna,
not.
How? What you talking to me about a Manning and you think I'm going to drag one of them?
All right.
It better be Danielle Manning.
the cornerback. The safety corner.
The black cornerback. Yeah, he was a defensive back. I used to say that was Peyton's cousin when he was in the league.
Joe, you got some other comments over there?
Here's another one from the article. The Ravens had their best offense of the Lamar Jackson era in 2019 with Mark Ingram as their RB1 and no strong wide receiver talent. This year, we have Derrick Henry, one of the most talented running backs in the league, and rising stars in Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely. This is the year our dynasty begins.
Do you think that? You think the Ravens have a dynasty in them? If they do, Jeremy, you can't include Derrick Henry because he's on the back nine, man. He's not part of the dynasty. He could be part of the beginning of the dynasty, but if this is a dynasty has to be at least a 5-year period, right?
Well, he'd have to call Frank Gore and get whatever the hell he was drinking.
But it's 5 years, right? At least.
I mean, if you win 3 Super Bowls in a row, people are going to name you a dynasty. Like,
well, that's 3 and 5 years. Even if you win 3 in a row, okay. I think you have to have at least 2 championships over a 5-year stretch. And the other 3 years, you have to be in serious contention to have a dynasty.
I don't think you can have that down year in there all of a sudden. And maybe some people will forgive it if you lose your quarterback or something. Yeah. There's no real breakdown of what a dynasty is. It's kind of like you know it when you see it, but I think your parameters are probably fairly close.
Yeah. Let's say 5 years, you win 2 championships. You go to the AFC championship once. Maybe even go to the Super Bowl and lose once. That's a dynasty.
Hey, Joe, you see what he's setting up? Who won the championship in basketball last year in his conference?
Yeah, I do see that now.
And
that makes a lot of sense.
He feels pretty good about it. Now, like, they win it again. It's like, hey, we're a dynasty.
They're reloading.
He's going to come back on the show and talk about his dynasty over there at Rosedale.
I didn't even think about that.
It's reloading, not rebuilding.
I didn't think about that.
Jackass.
I forgot that dude's known me for 20 years.
Oh,
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think the Ravens, honestly, with the quarterback they have and the young talent they have at receiver, it would be a travesty if this offense doesn't carry this team for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It would be an absolute heads need to roll if this offense doesn't carry this team for the next 3 to 4 years.
Well, and the other part, too, when you were talking about Derrick Henry being a part of what could be considered a dynasty, the sad part is it should have started last year.
It should have.
And I think if you win last year, they were, again, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings here. I had one Ravens fan text me and say, man, you're messing me up this morning. That's the best team the Ravens have ever had last year. And he didn't win.
Man, you're messing me up this morning, and he keeps doing it.
Oh, sorry.
That was actually me that texted you.
Was it? LaCroix.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to move for a pessimist, man. What we got over there?
Well, like you said, heads need to roll, and this person definitely wants some heads to roll. This is from Stephanie. 5 playoff appearances and just 2 playoff wins in the last 9 years have only one constant, John Harbaugh, and he's still there.
I love Stephanie. There's a lot of guys. I think Harbaugh's a good coach, but there are a lot of things to ding him on. And if Lamar doesn't show up and he doesn't put him in the middle of the season, I don't think Harbaugh's still here.
I think I heard Kim McCusick's feelings last today because I don't think he expected me to come with that.
Well, no, because I think, look, everybody's going to have a difference of opinion, and especially when you're coach. Like, Harbaugh is kind of, I think people love him or hate him. There's not many people that are in between, you know? I think he's a very good coach, and people say this all the time. If you fired him today, somebody pick him up tomorrow. Well, that doesn't mean you should keep him just because somebody would pick him up, you know? I hate saying it this way because I don't consider him trash, but one man's trash, another man's treasure. You look at teams that are starved for coaching leadership, they're going to go, they'll make a run at him.
Joe, he's not trash, but if one man's trash, he's not trash, though, but one man's trash.
Hey, man, stop that.
Corey.
Stop that.
Corey Graysonville. What's up, Corey?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, man?
So I wanted to chime in on that optimism thing. So would you say it was like 86%?
84.8.
85. Okay, I'm optimistic, obviously. I'm a little scared, too, as always. But I'm kind of shocked that it's that high. I mean, it seems like a lot of the fan base is kind of starting to turn on the Ravens, at least in the postseason, for postseason performance. And obviously so, look at the past couple of years.
And Corey, let me stop you for 1 second. And that's why I said you got to define optimism for me. If optimism means making the playoffs, fine. But optimism is winning it. I don't know if I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, I 100% agree with that.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Hey, by the way, where's Graysonville? I'm curious. I don't even know. Where's that?
Over on the Eastern Shore, outside of Annapolis.
Okay, all right. Hey, remember, thanks a lot, man.
Remember we used to have, was it Big Bats that's in Graysonville?
Yes.
We did those commercials.
Yes. Now, okay.
I don't even know that place is still open, but.
Billy on in East Baltimore. Billy, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the Ravens' chances this year?
Man, what'd it do, man?
What'd it do, Billy? Oh.
Man, I'm very optimistic.
All right.
This game tonight, Rob, this going to tell it us. It's like a make-or-break game because we got to find out how them pieces got to be plugged in from losing Queen and Clowney, for one. And for two, this is my prediction. I think it's going to come down to Justin Tucker tonight, man. And this is my prediction score.
Go ahead.
28-31, man. It's going to have to be a shootout.
Everybody's predicting the shootout. Thanks a lot, Billy.
By the way, can I tell you how happy I am to hear Billy again?
It's football season.
Yeah,
Billy and E.
It's great.
Park Ice. This is their time of year. Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up? What's up? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you, man.
I'm going to say I ain't optimistic about the Ravens this year. I'm not. You know, what I'm optimistic about is that coaching. I'm be honest. But I got a prediction for tonight, and I'm going to say 35-27.
Wow.
Pat and them, and I really I think they
them.
Can take it. Yeah, I mean, I'm being honest.
I just like the way you said it. Not the Patriots, patting them.
Hey, but look, and one more thing. Man, hey, Rob, can you call down there and holler at Bashadi and tell him, you know what I mean? Talk to his man and tell him, like, come on, man. It's time to play ball. Let's get the job done.
I'm going to text him.
Yeah.
It's too early to call.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah. It's your boy. It's your boy. Let me explain something to you. Word on the street is time to play ball. I don't know what that means. That means fire the coach. But I heard you would know if I said it.
You know damn well when Rob starts tagging the side of one winning drive over there and you see R-O-B-L-O-N-G on the side of it. Yeah.
World is stupid at 7:45. You can put that in the world stupid. I would never put my whole name. I mean, I would never tag anything in the city or the county. But on the other side, Jeremy, what's going on, man? Great athletes. They open up their mouths and you think, yeah, you a great athlete. Former pro athletes just saying stupid stuff.
I think that's part of it now. They want them to.
Up next right here on The Fan. 7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Let me reference this first. I was never a big Paul Pierce fan. Never doubted his talent. Never doubted his skill.
I was a big fan.
I just wasn't a big fan. I thought Paul Pierce was one of those. He was just a little bit too extra for me.
And that's, I think it's a great point. Like, I love, and just tell you how much I love Paul Pierce. At the end of the game, watching him go one-on-one and hit that elbow jumper with a little step back there, mid-range, and knowing that he was going to make that. That was his shot.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I thought he was a really, really good player for a long time. And then when he started opening his mouth after his career was over, you're like, what are you talking about?
He confirmed him. Listening to him talk now confirms to me he is who I thought he was. He just always just tried to be a little bit too much. Like, he's one of those guys that I wanted to say, dude, you're in the fast lane, but you're not on the Autobahn. And he thinks he was on the Autobahn of the NBA. You're not. You're in the fast lane. Well, Paul Pierce has some advice, unwarranted, for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
I think for him to be the face of the league, he got to get out of Baltimore. Because think about this. If Lamar was on Dallas right now, same accolades, he'll be the face of the league. He'll be one of the faces. If Lamar was on San Francisco, did the same things Purdy's done, gone to a Super Bowl, championship games, he'll be the face. With his statistics on a different team, think about that. If he was on another team, outside of Baltimore.
I don't think it has anything to do with Baltimore.
I truly believe it does have a lot to do with your
Baltimore
team.
Baltimore's been a powerhouse since it was
basically taken from Cleveland and rolled to Baltimore. Like, people don't know a lot about Baltimore. People don't talk about Baltimore.
Oh, my God, yes, they do.
No, not your casuals. We're talking about face of the league, though.
But I don't know that, I think I disagree. Paul, because people don't talk about Kansas City, and they talk about Kansas
because
City now
because
they
won championships. Though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if he were to, well, Baltimore.
And it's
Baltimore is a tricky city, a stable organization.
Yes.
They are always competitive.
Always.
They have multiple Hall of Famers, Super Bowls. Ray Lewis was definitely a face of the league. Like,
absolutely.
I don't think the city, especially in 2024, where everything is global and everything is accessible, I don't think the city matters.
Seeing people outside of Baltimore wearing Baltimore jerseys.
That's a different conversation.
But they weren't doing that before Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
We're talking about face of the league, right?
But they weren't doing that for Kansas City.
They were not doing it for Kansas City.
But they won championships. And I think.
So are you saying, hold on, Paul, are you saying that he's never going to win a championship in Baltimore? Is that what you're
saying? He's not going to. I'm saying we're talking about can Lamar become the face of the league.
What you've just said is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul, Paul Pierce.
The other two people should shut him up. Can I give you some facts real quick?
Yeah.
Kansas City media market, number 34.
They won championships. I changed the way I'm fighting this now.
Baltimore's media market, number 24. Yet Pat Mahomes is the face of the league. Why is he the face of the league, Jeremy Kahn?
Because he's one of the best players in the league.
And he wins championships.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
But that's why Paul Pierce tried to switch it. Dallas ain't won no damn championships.
Yes.
Why all of a sudden is he going there that it's going to become something better? And what he said was just so stupid. And when Keyshawn, and I forget who the woman is on that show, so forgive me. I don't know if that's Joy or...
It doesn't matter. She was right.
She was. But when they push back and he goes, yeah, but they won championships.
It was Joy.
Okay. San Francisco, tell me the championships they won with Purdy. Oh, they got to one. So now we moved the goalpost yet again. If you're going to say stupid things, at least stand by it and don't try to switch the narrative when someone pushes back on you. And here's the issue I have. Take any sport you want. Like we were just talking about, the NBA. LeBron didn't win in Cleveland.
But my point with this, Jeremy, is you have an NBA guy talk about Baltimore. NBA marketing and NFL marketing are two different things. In Paul Pierce's world, he's right. Nobody talks about Baltimore. You know why? Because they don't have a team. So nobody talks about Baltimore. But in the NFL world, everybody. Dude, the Ravens were on ESPN so much yesterday, I didn't have the sound on. Every time I looked up, I saw a Ravens jersey. I'm like, is this a local broadcast?
You know one of the main reasons I think Lamar is not the face of the league? Well, first off, you have Pat Mahomes. You can have multiple faces of the league. You don't have to pick one. Hell, when Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout are playing together, by the way, in Anaheim, which they tried to tell you it was Los Angeles because it was better for their overall production and bringing people in. It's the LA Angels. No, your asses are in Anaheim. Stop it.
And the difference between Anaheim and Los Angeles is like the difference between Baltimore and maybe Cecil County.
Yeah.
And I'm talking the distance.
Yes.
Not the lifestyle, the distance.
Well, so here's my issue with it, and you and I were going over this in the commercial break. The biggest superstar in the future for the league in the NBA is playing in San Antonio.
What's San Antonio?
Yeah. I mean, you want to go to Riverwalk? This isn't me bashing these places. I'm just saying that if you're good, even in college, if you're good now, they will find you. Whether it's Division II, if you're playing, like let's say you went overseas and played, and you're like, oh, this guy can play, let's bring him back. They'll find you. And the problem is when somebody makes a stupid statement like Paul Pierce does, we have so many of these former athletes that don't know what the hell they're talking about, and they have them talking about other sports. It drives me insane. I don't want to hear Paul Pierce talk about the NFL. I don't want to hear LeSean McCoy talk about the NBA. Like, you know, these guys are, and by the way, there's a lot of them on Fox that just say dumbass things over and
because
over
they're trying to be the
again.
Shock jocks. That's the thing.
I mean, I just watched Nick Wright. Somebody said, where'd he come from? The Old Testament. That's where he came from. That cat says more dumb things than anybody I've heard that has a big platform out here. It's so stupid and just mind-numbing when people come up with these things like you have to be from a big market to be the face of a league. No, Lamar doesn't take a lot of endorsements. That's another part of it, which now we saw the Gatorade commercial. And there's more coming with this, whether he's being picky or choosy and he just doesn't want to do it. He could have made a ton of money in endorsements. He turned down a lot of things.
If Pat Mahomes is the face of the league, let's say that. I don't know whether he is, but I say he is. Lamar Jackson is in that second element.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is in that. Lamar Jackson is so powerful that he got here not making commercials. Think about that for a second. We talk about the endorsements that he should have. He is one of the most talked about quarterbacks. I'm sorry. He's one of the most talked about players in the league, and he doesn't sign endorsements. Lamar Jackson might be the most talked about player in the league, to be honest with you. He might be the most. You know what I mean? Because he's such, you know, either you love him or you question him. Pat Mahomes doesn't get that. So you're always talking about him. I think Paul Pierce should shut up. Dude, shut up, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, go on the NBA show. I'll listen to you. But in your world, you're right. Nobody talks about Baltimore because they don't have a team. In the real world, they do. In baseball, in football, Baltimore's talked about because right now they have two of the best teams in those leagues. Yeah, they have some of the best players in those leagues.
It feels weird to even have this conversation just because it's such a stupid statement. And oh, by the way, if you want to backtrack, it's not just football that Paul Pierce is an idiot in. Talking about the NBA because he still thinks he's an equal to LeBron James.
Yeah.
He just listed his top five players of all time. And I'm not telling you you have to have LeBron James in there.
Dylan.
If you don't have LeBron James in your top five, I'm going to question you from what you've seen. Like, come on.
If you don't have LeBron James in your top five, I don't want to listen to your top five. Ed Norris joins us at 8 o'clock to give his predictions on football. We gave ours yesterday. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
So I'm going to continue some of this athlete stuff because another athlete went on a podcast, talked about a former teammate, and just trashed him and said if he didn't like it, he'd slap the bleep out of him. I want to see if you like players that do this. He did it in a very, I'd say a nice way, or at least somewhat nice way.
How do you get nice to slapping the bleep out of somebody?
You'll hear. Because then they wished him well afterwards and said he hopes he has a long career.
Mike Tyson did that once.
We also have an interesting story. We're going to talk a little bit about poo. First off, the Florida State guy that said he would eat poo if Boston College beat Florida State has deleted his Twitter account. We're going to talk about him and should he follow through with it.
He's got to.
And lastly, there's a cereal pooper. And I don't mean someone that ate a lot of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and they're lactose intolerant. What I'm talking about is a guy that's going on someone's porch and he keeps pooping. They have video of him squatting, dropping a deuce, and they can't find the guy. Be on the lookout. We'll tell you the story next in the World of Stupid.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, Joe, can we start off with Ninkovich? You have everything ready there? Because my man was working overtime trying to bleep out everything that Rob Ninkovich had to say. But let's piggyback off of talking about athletes going on podcasts now. I do like the fact that guys aren't afraid to say certain things. You know, Charles Barkley was the first one that kind of started it. Like, I ain't worried about your feelings. I'm just calling it how I see it. And I'm not trying to, I don't have an agenda to go after anyone. So I can kind of appreciate that. But Rob Ninkovich went on a podcast and he was asked about his opinion on Mac Jones. I'll let you listen to the sound and then I'll kind of break it down for you.
You don't like us either.
Oh, yeah. No, he don't like you.
I don't give
he
a
not like you.
You think I don't? I'll smack the
He does not like you.
I don't care.
I'm fine with him. He does not like you.
I don't care. Do you care if somebody doesn't like you?
No.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you.
I hope he has a great career as a backup.
And it went, Joe, by the way, how many times did you have, like, you were like, I can't do this.
There's a lot more. And then I was like, we're just going to play the first 20 seconds.
So this started out, they're talking about Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. And it was just kind of funny because this is the other part that he said. It didn't work out. It didn't work out. They needed change. The demeanor. The demeanor alone between Mac Jones and Drake May are completely different. I'd rather listen to Drake May talk. I'm a nice guy, too. I'm in a bike club. I just needed some more nuts talking about Mac Jones. And he also said, where was this other quote? He had another one. He said, looking at Mac Jones down in Jacksonville, he's gritty-ing all over the place. Again, I'd rather listen to Drake May talk than that soft, high-pitched beta male voice that Mac Jones has. Yeah, my modeling career didn't work out, so now I'm back down here in Jacksonville. I'm a nice guy, too. I'm a nice guy. I'm in a bike club. I needed some more nuts. You know, this whole thing with Mac Jones, and there were a lot of people that didn't like him. And Rob Ninkovich coming out and saying this. Do you have a problem with an athlete going on a podcast and just basically trashing a dude and saying, well, if you don't like it, I'll just smack the bleep out of you?
It depends on what kind of podcast it is. If that's how you get down on that podcast, yeah. You know, I mean, I have no problem with it. If that's how you get down. If that's like, and you know how certain podcasts have different,
well,
different boundaries. If that's within the bound, it's like, almost like going on Howard Stern's show and then coming on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, about the same. Yeah. But going on Howard Stern's show and going over there with Greg and Gina.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just two completely different boundaries set. So, yeah, it all depends.
Well, and before I get to these other stories, the other thing about this is, like, for example, I like Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes' podcast. I think there's a lot of real talk in there. I don't agree with everything they say, but there's some great stories that are told. We just had Rasheed Wallace go on a show and basically compared Anthony Edwards to, who was it? Somebody McKee. I can't remember who it was. Derek McKee. And everybody's like, who the hell's Derek McKee? And he's like, exactly. Like, this trash talk going back and forth from today's players to the older players, and this disrespect that's in the NBA that's not in the other sports.
Yeah.
It's just not, and it's weird. So Ninkovich saying these things, and then on the flip side, Gilbert Arenas, I think, says the dumbest things I've ever heard somebody say, and now there are people that are saying they believe that Rich Paul and LeBron James are paying him money to promote them and talk really good about him.
Right.
Whereas he's talking about LeBron James being this, that, and the other. And then there's old clips of him talking about Kobe Bryant being the same thing. And now he's trying to say LeBron's better than him. Doesn't matter what you think. But what I'm saying is he's flip-flopped on so many different things. Let's get to this next story because I want to talk about the Florida State guy. He has now fled social media. He's been called out on ESPN after saying he'd eat dog crap if Florida State loses. This is his tweet. If Florida State loses to BC this weekend, I will eat dog bleep out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it. Book it. Do I want to see the guy eat dog crap? No. But I get so tired of people that go on social media and make these claims of things they'll do, and then they don't do it. It's all this clickbait nonsense. You're trying to get attention. Ooh, you got your attention, and now everybody's coming back at you because you didn't. You know what? The Eagles fan that said he'd eat horse bleep if they won the Super Bowl he went out and he ate horse bleep.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, because you won't do it, I'll step up and do it to show you what a coward you are. I don't want anybody eating poo. It's disgusting. But, like, I get so tired of this grandstanding on social media, people saying all these outrageous things. We've seen people go through with it. Hey, I'll get a tattoo on my butt if they do. Sure enough, you go in there and get it. But when it comes to eating a dog turd.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like, but why say you're going to do it? Like, what? You need that much attention? And then now you're deleting your Twitter feed because you weren't going to follow through because you thought it was a foregone conclusion. And then you found out that DJ's just a game manager and your team sucks. I don't like saying follow through when it's talking about eating dog crap, but come on, man.
Well, if you don't say it, don't follow through. Yeah. If you don't want to follow through, don't say it. I do want to say follow through. You know why? Because nobody asked you.
Yeah.
You volunteered for this.
Absolutely. So go eat the poo. You will eat that dog poop. You will eat that dog poop. He just disappeared from social media, and it's embarrassing. Now, this last story here, it's my favorite of the day. We've had stories like this before. You've heard of porch pirates. What about porch poopers? That's right. Right now, where is this? The LMPD? I'm trying to see what area this is in. The LMPD is looking for a serial pooper. And in this situation, they actually have the guy on Ring doorbell camera. Let me turn this around. You're not going to see anything, Rob. But the guy's bending over and just dropping a deuce. Right on
someone's head. I believe it is Louisville Metro Police Department.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm seeing Louisville. In Louisville, we got a porch pooper, and they're trying to find the guy. We've had serial poopers before where we've asked for the public's help to find this guy. Hey, if you see a guy pooping on your front porch, give us a call. The homeowner, who wishes to remain anonymous, told the news that the porch pooper visited his home 4 times last week, and then 2 more times over the Labor Day weekend. Maybe it's just a comfortable place for him to go. After the September 1st incident, the homeowner put cat litter and loud sonic speakers out on his porch to scare the porch pooper away. All this alliteration's getting me. The homeowner says it appeared to work because during the second visit, the porch pooper was frightened and then ran away. Somebody said, I just got a text from a buddy, said, you've done 2 Billy Madison quotes in the past 2 weeks. Well, let me give you a third one. It's poop again. They got the old man. He had to stomp it out. Don't put it out with your boots, Ted. you know, people lighting poop on fire. Yeah, it's just, this is disgusting, first off. But you'd have to think somebody has a serious issue with them. It's not, like, I get there could be somebody with a mental issue.
Yes, it could be.
But why would they keep going back to the same house?
Because it could be both. Both could be true.
Yeah.
Someone with a mental issue, but issue with these people.
I don't think I've ever pooped on someone's porch.
I don't think I have.
And I'm pretty sure I've never done the flaming bag of poo thing, even though
I'm
like,
pretty sure I haven't. Yeah. I don't do pranks.
I don't like it either. Well, nowadays, you try to, what is it? Ding dong and ditch or whatever. You're ding dong, you know, and then you run away. Somebody will come out and shoot your ass, man.
No, that everybody has Ring.
Yeah. I see you. It is I had a buddy that had Ring doorbell, and somebody got robbed upstairs in his house, and he turned over his Ring doorbell stuff, and they got the guys because it was all on camera. So, you know, like, it feels like everything's on camera now, but if you guys have seen this serial pooper, the porch pooper, make sure you call the Louisville Metro Police Department. That's your World of Stupid.
Melissa Kim joins us at 8:30.
Okay.
But on the other side, we got to get predictions from our man Ed Norris up next on The Fan.